Good evening, and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitocha Message Series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Oli Simai, Lili Nishmas Eliyahu Chaim Ben Rab Chaim Yitzchok, and Oren Ben Moshe, Lili Nishmas Isha Gittel Masorav Eliezer Manoach. The issue of Bitocha is something that has many advantages, oftentimes over tefillah itself. The Arachayim HaKodesh, in a famous piece in Parshas Bishalach, when Klal Yisrael is standing by the Yamsuf, Paro is pursuing them from behind. On both sides of them are wild animals. Moshe Rabbeinu is crying out to Hashem, and Hashem says to Moshe, what are you crying to me? Speak to them. Let them go into the Yam. And the Rechayim asks, says, to whom should he cry out? Only to HaKadosh Baruch. So he explains that what he meant, what Hashem tells him is, it was a kitrik. There's some accusation on Klal Yisrael due to things that happened in Mitzrayim. And the tefillahs now cannot be accepted. Such a thing is a kitrug, and it interferes with the acceptance of the tefillahs. But there still is a recourse. Let them go into the Yamsuf. Dabrel b'nei Yisrael v'yisol, and their emunah and bitochoin, that they go into this raging sea, trusting Hashem, that will bring about the Yeshua, of course, the sea splits and so forth. And we see that sometimes bitochon, emunah and bitochon, can be powerful, where sometimes tefillah is not capable of doing the job. And it's important to have that awareness because b'chlal, there's a problem. In fact, many people are afraid to talk about bitochon because they have the question, what if the bitochon doesn't help? Many people are even afraid to talk about the power of tefillah because what if the tefillah doesn't help? And I think to deal with these issues, we have to delineate some basic concepts and maybe explain how, on the one hand, both of them are extremely effective. Both of them have maybe higher, much higher requirements than lip service. Bitochin does not just mean I say I trust Hashem, but it's a deep-rooted, total conviction of bitochon that I'm trusting Hashem, and I have no hesitation in the matter. The tefillah is avodah shebelev. It has to be heartfelt, has to emanate from the heart and not just from the lips. And oftentimes we can fool ourselves about both of these things and say, oh, I davened so well, but it really wasn't emanating from the heart to the fullest capacity of the heart. Oy, I have such bitochon and it wasn't really total trust. It was the type of trust that I would settle for a compromise, which means it isn't the total trust. And but besides this, you have to have some approach to be able to deal with the disappointments that happen, even besides just the recognition that maybe the bitochen and maybe the tefillah was not truly heartfelt, was not truly real, and therefore that's the reason it wasn't answered. By tefillah we find, first of all, that sometimes Hashem is misava l'tefillos of shel tzadikim. He prays the tefillos of tzadikim. Sarah had to daven for a child till 90 years old. So, no question why the tefillah doesn't help immediately, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has this consideration that the tzadik is becoming closer and closer and closer in the tefillah, and therefore the benefit of this elevation overweighs even the granting of the request. We do find, Rashi brings in Chumash, that kibesi beis tefillah, yikorei l'chol, and that goyim who came to the Beis HaMikdash to daven was sooner answered than Klal Yisrael, because the goyim understands, the goyim wouldn't understand that, why doesn't Hashem answer? The Jew can understand that there's a cheshbon, that Hashem has his cheshbonis, that he does it for my good, that he wants more tefillah. So You know, there is such a thing. Of course, however powerful this tefillah is, it seems from the Aruch Chaim that Bitochet is more powerful. And even when the tefillah is min ha-nimna, even the tefillah is not going to work, can't work, but the Bitochen has that power. It could be that even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mishavah L'Tfilos HaShel Tzadikim, that the Bitochen maybe elevates the person on a faster track when he's totally reliant and trusting in Hashem, maybe that can pick up the slack and make up for the difference. There are times when tefillah is not for my good. I ask for things that are bad to me. Now, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no evil that he does. And therefore, if the tefillah, if the response or the result of the tefillah would not be to my benefit, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not want to grant it. However, we find by Bitochin has the advantage that the Maral tells us, it says Pshat in the Gemara of Nochem Yish Gamzu, that even though Nochem had a terrible thing, he had dirt in a box that he was delivering to the Caesar of Rome, but when he realized it, Gamzu the Teva, his Bitochin turned it into good. This was the most terrible moment. He's presenting the Caesar on behalf of the Yidden in Eretz Yisrael, a box of dirt. Nothing could be worse. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned it to the Teva, and it was turned out to be powerful. It turns into arrows when he was fighting his enemy, and so forth and so on. So the Baal Bitochin has this additional schus and benefit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes that which he, which was really bad, and maybe tefillah wouldn't have even helped, but the Baal Bitochin, it can make it good. Sometimes we need more schusim than the tefillah will provide. Tefillah provides an additional schus beyond what we deserve. Before I said the tefillah, I didn't deserve it. The tefillah now provides a new schus, and the hiskashrus and the closeness and the emunah and bitochen and the chizuk that I get from the tefillah, that becomes a schus to give me the things that I've asked for. However, sometimes I need even more schus. We find that, in fact, in this parasha, Yaakov Avinu, the Rabbeinu Bachaya tells us that Yaakov Avinu wanted the matamim, wanted the matamim in order that his nefesh should become happy, the goof becomes satisfied with the matamim and enjoys it, the nefesh becomes happy, and he's able to have the koyach ha-brocha, to give a brocha. But he says, the Rabbeinu Bachaya says, why didn't he use musical instruments like all the Nevi'im did? Because he said he wanted the brocha to be the cause of his matzav of being able to give a brocha, to be me'ein, that which he's giving the brocha. He's giving the brocha mishmanei oris, he's giving the ace of the brocha for gashmias. He wanted to use gashmias, the matamim, to bring about that brocha, mido keneged mido. Now here we have a Yitzchok, to whom the previous parasha tells us Avraham Avinu turned over the powers of brocha to Yitzchok. Yitzchok now has the ability to give brochas, to give, to do tefillahs, to pass on good to others. Yet it seems he was chishish, that he needed something else, but the tefillah and the brocha wouldn't be enough. He needed this mido keneged mido, which is some type of an entitlement that, I got to this matzav through gashmias, now I can give a brocha of gashmias, and even though you may not deserve it, and even the tefillah and the brocha may not entitle you, but this mido keneged mido now adds another schus. So sometimes the tefillah, we need a schus, a special schus of mida keneged mida. It seems that since bitochen is even stronger, so maybe bitochen has this special mida keneged mida, this special entitlement that person puts his trust in Hashem. So Hashem says, that Hashem responds, you're counting on me, you're relying on me, you're sure that I'm going to respond, and to that I counter with a response. Sometimes, as we mentioned before, there's a kitzrug, but the bitochen can go beyond and overpower that kitzrug, even though tefillah would not achieve the goal. Then the question becomes now, since there are times when we think we did an avodah shebalev, a tefillah, and since there are times when we think that we have bitochen and maybe it isn't real, as Rabbi Saul Salanta taught us, the test of bitochen, someone has asked him and he's 10,000, whatever, ruble, currency, and he says, buy a lottery ticket and have 100% that bitochen, that you'll win, and you'll win. Months go by, he doesn't win, comes back to Rabbi Saul, he says, I have bitochen 100%, but nothing happens. He says, you have bitochen, you still have bitochen 100%. Yes, I have bitochen. He says, will you sell me the tickets for $5,000, half price? He says, sure. He says, you see, if you had the real, true bitochen, you would never settle for anything less than the $10,000. So it is easy, or it's possible, to fool ourselves. So then the question arises, should we be telling people, young people, confused people, vulnerable people, about the powers of tefillah and the powers of bitochen, when in reality they may not access the true tefillah of Yiddish Belev, and they may not access the true sense of real trust in Hashem, and think that therefore these things don't work, and which would lead to terrible catastrophe to believe that this stuff doesn't work. But on the other hand, if we don't tell them, we deprive them of a vehicle to achieve so much in life, so much of the necessities, so many of the luxuries and the additional benefits, like what should be done. It seems to me that since tefillah is a truth and a reality, so is bitochen. But what right do we have to deprive people of the truth? And the truth that could lead them to achieve things in their lives that they might not otherwise achieve, because we have this shush. The truth of the matter is, I think that we have to teach what tefillah is, we have to teach what bitochen is, but we should preface it with the considerations that there are issues, and teach from the earliest stages, as early as people can understand this, what the issues are. That tefillah does have to be believed. Not just tefillah is not words, it's avodah shebelev. The organ that performs the mitzvah of tefillah is the heart. Bitochen has to be complete and total, although the Chofetz Chaim does write in the letter, kefi goydel habitochen, kach goydel hatzlocha. Commensurate with the level of the greatness of the level of his bitochen will be the level of his hatzlocha. So there is, it's not an all or nothing type of thing, to be real. And to let them know that sometimes Hashem wants more tefillah. That's why tefillah may not work. Sometimes the tefillah is not for my good. If the tefillah doesn't work, even though the bitochen could pick up and take over there and make it for his good, tefillah doesn't necessarily. Sometimes the tefillah needs more schusim, like some mida keneged mida. Sometimes there's a kitrik that doesn't prevent the tefillah from working. And I do believe that if we will educate the young at the level and time that they can understand on the powers of tefillah, the powers of bitochen, but also the essence of what true tefillah is, the way they should believe, and true bitochen is that real full sense of trust, and the possibilities that tefillah may be may not work, at least, and immediately, apparently, even though Chazal tells us tefillah is a machva, tefillah always accomplishes something. Sometimes it could be later, sometimes it could even be different. It could be more what we want, or what we really want, rather than what we ask for. Sometimes it could even be for some other individual that tefillah helps. But I think if we do teach these points, then certainly we should not deprive the next generation, or this generation, or anyone, of the access to two of the most powerful forces in the universe, the power of tefillah and the power of bitochen.